System requirements. Before we begin installing WindowEyes itself, it's important to know exactly what type of hardware is required in order to run it. WindowEyes will function on any of the following operating systems: all 32 and 64-bit versions of Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Server 2008, 2008 R2, and 2012. Note that it is possible to install WindowEyes on a 32-bit version of Windows XP. However, Microsoft ended its support for XP in April 2014. Consequently, while you can install WindowEyes onto XP, AI2 will not be able to provide any technical support if you run into any problems. Likewise, at the time this section is being recorded, Microsoft is currently developing Windows 10, but it has not yet officially been released. You may install WindowEyes onto the Windows 10 preview if you would like to, but again, AI2 will not be able to provide any technical support if you run into problems, at least not until Microsoft officially releases Windows 10 sometime in 2015. The hardware specifications for the computer onto which you will be installing WindowEyes should meet or exceed those required for the Windows operating system itself. Unless you build your own computers, then this is something you probably don't need to worry about. For reference, though, AI2's general recommendations are as follows. For Windows XP, 1.5 GHz CPU and 1 GB of RAM. For Windows Vista, 7, 8, 8.1, 10, and all server variants thereof, you will need at least a 2 GHz CPU and 2 GB of RAM. And keep in mind that these are just general recommendations. You can install WindowEyes onto something that may not have as much RAM or CPU power as listed above, but WindowEyes may not perform as well as it could. While the computer's CPU certainly plays an important role, RAM is also very important. The more RAM, or random access memory, you have installed, the better WindowEyes and your machine overall will run. If interested, the machines that we are testing with are running Windows 7 Ultimate and Windows 8.1 Professional, and we will be using 7 on some sections of the tutorial and 8.1 on others. Now that you have a general idea of the system requirements needed in order to run WindowEyes, let's move on to the next section.